This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Republican-led lower chamber of the U.S. Congress passed a $14 billion aid package for Israel on Thursday, but decoupled it for money from Ukraine. The bill will, for that reason, almost certainly fail in the Senate. Iran's foreign minister visited Ankara Wednesday amid growing regional rivalry as Turkey seeks to expand its influence from the Caucasus to Central Asia.
At a press conference in Ankara, Turkey, Wednesday, Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian and his Turkish counterpart Hakan Fidan both condemned Israel for its brutal military response to Hamas's October the 7th massacre in Israel. With Ankara increasingly challenging Iranian influence from the Caucasus to Central Asia, the Middle East conflict is providing a rare point of agreement amid rising bilateral tensions. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Thousands of people jammed the border crossing between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner says they're getting out of Pakistan as the deadline to expel undocumented foreigners has come.
Many fled during the decades of armed conflict in Afghanistan. While the Taliban's takeover after the withdrawal of U.S.-led coalition forces in 2021 led to another exodus, aid agencies warned that the mass movement of people could tip Afghanistan into yet another crisis and have expressed grave concerns about the survival and reintegration of the returnees, particularly with the onset of winter.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been found guilty of defrauding customers of his now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange. This is VOA News. Russian drones hit civilian targets and triggered a fire early on Friday in and near Kharkiv. That's Ukraine's second largest city. Officials said they were clarifying whether there were any casualties. Leading AI developers have agreed to work with governments to test new frontier models before they're released to help manage the risks of the rapidly developing technology. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports it's a potentially landmark achievement at the UK's Artificial Intelligence Summit.
Like-minded governments and AI companies have today reached a landmark agreement.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Thursday hailed an agreement between leading AI developers and governments to test new artificial intelligence models before they are released. He said the accord on the final day of his two-day AI safety summit would help to manage the risks of the rapidly developing technology and protect humanity from the potential threat it poses.
The late Stephen Hawking once said, AI is likely to be the best or worst thing to happen to humanity. If we can sustain the collaboration that we have fostered over these last 2 days, I profoundly believe that we can make it the best. Because safely harnessing this technology could eclipse anything we have ever known.
The list of countries that had signed up to the safety testing collaboration did not include China.
That is Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber, who says China's representatives were not included in the second day of talks, but they did sign on to the first part of the agreement the day before. FBI agents searched the home of New York Mayor Eric Adams' chief election campaign fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, on Thursday. She was questioned by public corruption investigators, according to city officials. A NASA astronaut who was removed from the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission but helped bring that crew safely back home thanks to his problem-solving efforts on the ground, has died at the age of 87. Thomas T.K. Mattingly passed away on October 31st, according to the space agency in a statement on Thursday. His most dramatic role came when he was assigned as command module pilot for the Apollo 13 flight but was grounded 72 hours prior to launch due to exposure to rubella. After an explosion crippled the spacecraft on the way to the moon, Mattingly, who did not in fact get sick, went to mission control and helped them figure out how to keep those three astronauts alive while they brought them home. You might remember that from the movie Apollo 13. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.